This is Greg Moraglia with your Outbeat Radio News for the week of April 8th, 2018. A man in the United Kingdom has been infected with the world's worst case of treatment-resistant gonorrhea, also known as super gonorrhea. He started exhibiting symptoms a month after a sexual encounter with a woman in Southeast Asia. But when he sought medical attention, doctors found his strain of gonorrhea didn't respond to first-line treatment. Super gonorrhea is nothing new. For years, concerns have been growing in the medical community about the uptick in gonorrhea cases that do not respond to antibiotics used to treat the sexually transmitted infection. In July, the World Health Organization said data from 77 countries revealed that gonorrhea was becoming increasingly difficult to treat worldwide. Dr. Theodora Y., medical officer at the World Health Organization, said, quote, "The bacteria that cause gonorrhea are particularly smart. Every time we use a new class of antibiotics to treat the infection, the bacteria evolves to resist them." And here in the U.S., last week, USA Today reported Vice President Mike Pence responded to news that his hometown in Columbus, Indiana, will throw an LGBT Pride Festival. Organizers said the event is scheduled for April 14th, adding that they hope the festival will send a message of inclusivity. Pence has a long history of opposing LGBTQ rights and equality. Aaron Bailey, a high school senior organizing the project, told USA Today, quote, "Most people would think that all of us here are also anti-LGBT, but there are plenty of us who very much support the community and members of the community," end quote. Despite Pence's less than stellar record, he says he's applauding Bailey's activism. Spokesman Alyssa Farah said in a statement, quote, "Vice President Pence commends Aaron Bailey for her activism and engagement in the civic process. As a proud Hoosier and Columbus native, he's heartened to see that young people from his hometown getting involved in the political process," end quote. During his years as a lawmaker, Pence has opposed legalizing same-sex marriage, opposed measures protecting LGBT people from discrimination at work, and supported religious liberty measures. And here locally, Santa Rosa Gaydar invites you to their first-ever cornhole tournament at the Jaded Toad in Cotati. For those who have never been to the Jaded Toad before, it's an adult playground and sanctuary for the social, the caring, and the jaded. They believe in the preservation of that. Enter their establishment to meet friends, make new ones, and be part of the community. And as they like to say, eat, drink, and love. This event is free, but $10 per person to enter the cornhole tournament. And of course, there'll be plenty of delicious food and drink available for purchase. This event happens on Sunday, April 15th from 2 to 7 p.m. at 500 East Cotati Ave in Cotati. And don't forget, volunteers are still needed for this year's Sonoma County Pride Celebration happening June 1st through the 3rd in downtown Santa Rosa. You can sign up at sonomacountypride.org. For a calendar of LGBT events happening here in the North Bay, go to gaysonoma.com. And for all the LGBT news headlines we're following, go to our website at outbeatnews.com. For Outbeat Radio News, I'm Greg Moraglia. I love to change the world.